Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that, and Andy Breckman, you fill in the blank.
The radio stunt program that fills in the blanks.
Excellent.
How you doing, pal?
Good. How you doing?
Good. How was your week?
I don't care.
I withdraw the question.
Yeah, because it's an inappropriate question.
Yeah. It's just rhetorical.
Right.
No one cares when they say, how you doing. That's just a truism.
Well, that's true, but you said, how was your week?
No one cares, believe me. Any sentence that begins with how was, no one cares. They can't. Most people just can't wait to talk about themselves.
No, that's not true.
Oh, shut up. Of course it's true.
When I said, how was your masturbation renovation, your masturbatorium renovation?
You really care.
I really care.
Like, because you can't wait to house sit. Hey, listen, we have a great show. I know you're excited about our little topic this week, and I am too. When was the last time we said that out loud to each other?
Yeah, well, before you move on from it and sabotage it, can we tell people what it is? We're performing a public service tonight.
Yeah, that's right. No radio station has ever had the courage to offer this. And here's what we're going to do. We have Ken and my co-host Ken and I will agree with you on any subject, any topic, any opinion you have. You give us a call, and we promise to agree with you. How about that? Two adults, two cultured, well-informed, well, high-functioning adults will agree with any crazy opinion you have.
Yeah, when was the last time people agreed with your crazy opinions? Come on.
It never happens. You know, one thing I've always observed is the biggest difference between movies and TV shows and real life, the biggest difference is in movies, people give a passionate speech at the end of a movie and they convince the other people in the room that they're right.
It's true.
But in real life, it's just never, ever happened. Among adults. It's never happened.
You know, it happened to me once. You want to know the one time I was able to convince people?
No. We're okay. Moving on.
All right.
Dear God, hey. you just don't get it.
Hi, you're on the air.
No, wait. No, Ken, we have a different thing.
It's time to begin. It's time to begin. We've offered...
No, Ken, I have to do something. We have a little housekeeping business.
We're doing housekeeping right now, Andy. By putting a call on the air. This is housekeeping.
I know, but Ken, I promise, there's someone waiting for us to reach out to them.
Andy, you have a caller who's waiting to talk to you. Somebody who can't wait to talk to you. Somebody who you probably don't give enough attention to. You know, somebody who
I can't imagine who that could be.
You've probably been not so nice too many times. Boss.
I'm already talking to you. You mean in addition to you?
In addition to me, yes, the caller... The caller told our call screener that they haven't had a chance to have a word with you in weeks. And they're
Is this someone that I either am presently married to or have been married to?
How could I possibly know such a thing? We don't see the phone numbers coming in. Hello, caller. You are on the air with Andy Breckman.
Hello. So you guys will agree with me no matter what I say?
Oh, no, wait. Beth, call back. Hi, honey. Yes, I will agree with you no matter what you say. I know.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It would be really nice to have, like, a Carmagia. You know the Carmagias, the Volkswagen Carmagias from, like, they have the beautiful Italian line or the Dushaval
from
Citroën.
Yeah, they're really sporty cars.
Like,
yeah, they're
like a standard stick shift car from, like, the 70s to just
look
kind
like
of,
fun.
Like, play around.
That looks like a fun
like
car.
Rest.
Yes, what about it, honey?
Wouldn't that be a great idea to have that car in the... And just that could be our extra car?
Oh, that would be great.
You need to buy it as an extra car, even though.
And Beth,
even though it's a car. Wait, let me just.
Andy, you're not agreeing. Andy, you are not. You are not.
I'm just making it clear for the record that it's a car that I can't drive because I can't drive a stick shift, and it's a death trap. But even considering all of that,
do you think anyone can learn how to drive a stick shift?
I
think most people could learn to drive a stick shift, but not Andy. Wait.
I don't know how to use a hammer. You know?
I'm gonna let you two go at it because you're talking.
You know what? I've often resisted the idea of you buying this car, but you know what? I now see how much it means to you, and I now appreciate how much fun it would be, and it would be a great challenge. I'm up for the challenge. I will learn how to drive a stick shift, and it would be fun to have a third, completely unnecessary appendage car. And you know why? Because it would make you happy. I was born to make you happy. So, and I now, and you would look.
I just wanted to hear it.
And Beth,
that is so nice to hear.
You would look so damn cute in a little sporty car tooling around town.
Honey, you could pick the color.
I would be honored to pick what color this car is. I'm going to say yes. I never quite saw your argument so clearly before, but now I get it.
And Beth, this is the best show ever.
Beth, I just want to thank you for having the courage to speak up for cars that get better gas mileage. Not many people would have done what you just did.
That's true.
Did you ever have a stick shift? Did you like have a little sporty stick shift in the 70s or 80s?
Oh, hell yeah. I drove a Pinto. That was what I learned to drive on, was a stick shift.
Wow. Do you miss it at all?
Yeah, I love stick shifts. I really do.
I can't wait to have a car in the driveway blocking the other cars that I can't drive. That would be, because then it becomes sort of a puzzle, a challenge every morning. How do I get my car out of the driveway?
Right, it's like Tetris or something.
You're great at Tetris.
It's like Tetris.
Well, Andy, if you're good at Tetris, you're going to drive a stick, no problem.
I'm up for it. And you know what? If my wife wants it and it would make her happy, that's the end of the conversation. There's no other, there's nothing that need be said.
16 years later. So sweet. Well, thanks, guys. Good luck with all the other calls.
I admire you, Beth.
Thank you, Beth. I admire you too, Ken.
Beth, guess who we're going to call next?
Sorry, I hung up on Beth. I'm sorry. Okay. But we have a new call. Hi, you're on the air.
No, wait, hello. Ken. Wait, Ken, there's a special listener waiting for us to call.
I know, but this is a special listener right here, right now. Let's take this call. Let's agree with this person. And you have to do a better job of agreeing. You weren't really fully agreeing with your wife right there, I got to say.
That's as close as a man can get.
I think you can get closer.
I can't wait till Hank calls later in the show. Let's see how well you go. You do.
Okay. Hi, caller.
Wow, I'm special.
You are special.
Well, all right.
You are special. I'll agree with that.
Would you have reason to learn something nice, really good, about the person who, within his power, would have greenlit Monk for Fox back when he was at Fox? Damon Lindelof? Remember, I told you about that.
Wait, is that who I'm talking to?
No. But this is going to be about him.
Okay, so there was an executive at Fox that read the script, the pilot script.
Right, and he gave his thumbs up.
He wanted the project.
Right, but he wasn't sufficiently convincing. Okay. I was a friend of his, mostly a friend of his father's. And also, I turned him on to your one of your puppet episodes where one of your nieces was Andy's puppet.
Oh, yeah, Ariana.
Right, yes, right, right, right. He loved that. Well, okay. Would you like to know something that I tell people, but none of them believe it, except, you know, for those who are also mutual friends of his, that his later TV show, Lost, was not a science fiction or fantasy show.
No, it wasn't.
But a cloak and dagger story.
Yeah, it was more like cloak and dagger.
Right, that viewers could actually solve.
Right.
Right. And they presented it on the surface as if these people were survivors of an airliner crash.
Exactly.
But no, that was just the surface appearance. They were all...
Oh, yeah, that was totally superficial.
Right, right. Part of, or victims of, a scam that was intended to usurp the wealth of this reclusive... a person who may or may not still have been alive.
Wow, I never got that. That is really clever.
Right, right, right. And so they were all faking this. Some of them, however, were brainwashed.
Wow.
Right? There was no time travel.
They were either pretending or they were completely brainwashed.
Exactly, exactly. Or they were being convinced by others, even without brainwashing. And Okay, this actually, there was no, for instance, no time travel.
This is amazing. I've never seen Lost in this way before.
Right, right. And these people were just knocked out by a technology that could induce brain damage.
Right.
And then woken up in the company of a bunch of shills who would tell them it's now the 1970s or something like that, other things.
Yes, stooges, dupes.
Can I tell you the truth, sir? I never fully appreciated Lost until this moment.
Exactly.
I couldn't quite get into it.
Me neither.
Because it just wasn't, I didn't think it was my genre, you know? But now you've given me the key.
Yeah, I couldn't wrap my head around it until this caller. Caller, what's your name?
It's listener Robert.
Oh, hi, Robert. Okay, we are moving on. Robert, thank you for a great call. I agree 100% with your interpretation.
Now that I see it, I'm going to rewatch the series. I can't wait to get back into it using this key to appreciate it. How about you, Ken?
Me too. Okay,
this was a great call.
That was a great call. So we have some familial obligation now.
We do, and I just want to hit pause. I know we're off to a great start. We're going to agree with you no matter how stupid and crazy your opinion is. You will find a very receptive audience tonight, 201-209-9368. But first, it's I have a grandson named Ben.
Good name.
Thanks. He's 6 years old. He lives in Michigan. And
great state.
And I was talking to him a few minutes before the show, and I said, hey, Ben, would you like me to call you when I'm on the my radio show, and I can say happy birthday to you on the radio?
Let's do it.
And wait, hold on. And do you know what Ken said to me? Do you know what his response
was? What Ben said.
Yeah, what Ben said? Ben said, what's radio? What is that?
Hello?
Oh, hey, honey. Hey, darling. Me and
hi.
Your Uncle Ken.
Oh, well, hello, everyone.
Hi, Rachel.
I was just, hi. Hey, I don't know how, yeah, you guys probably haven't said hi in a while.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, what's going on?
And I was just telling Ken, first off, let me just explain and put this in context. Ben, my grandson Ben, is one of the smartest kids I've met. He reads above his grade level, and he's curious, and he's worldly, and he knows a lot about history, knows a lot about culture. And Ken, this is the kid who didn't know what radio was. Ken.
Yeah, I'll straighten him out.
And so I said, maybe my friend Ken can explain to you what radio is.
You want Ken to explain to you what radio is?
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben, this is Pops. Hey, Ben, I love you. This is Pops. And Ben, this is my friend Ken.
Hi, Ben, this is Ken. I love you more than Pops does.
Ben, remember I talked about my Patsy? I have a Patsy that I work with every week. He's kind of like my stooge. Remember I used the word stooge? Ken the stooge.
Say yes.
Well, this is Ken. And Ken wants to tell you about what radio is. Ken has worked his whole life in something called radio.
He did not know what radio was when I asked him if he wanted to be on the radio. He didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, Ben, happy birthday. This is a big one.
Say thank you. Thank you.
So, Ben, you know how when you're in a car, when your mom or dad is driving you around in a car and you hear a song that you really like, you know that?
Yes.
Well, radio is when you hear the song that you really like, but when it's over, you can't listen to it a second time. That's what radio is.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah. And then the next song is a song you never wanted to hear in your life, but you're listening to it anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't fast
and then
forward?
The song after that is even worse. It's a crazy, crazy concept.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
and then
Ben.
Two guys that just won't shut up.
Hey, Ben, are your friends going to come by for your birthday? Are you going to drive by or something?
Are we doing another parade? We're not doing a parade today, Uncle Ken. But what do we have instead?
Well, Ken, actually, I should explain. Ken, Rachel is a very creative mom, is a great mom, and she organized a water fight birthday party
recently.
Oh,
nice.
Where people, how did it work, honey?
It was a drive-by water fight birthday car parade. So everyone who drove by,
they were throwing water balloons and water pistols.
Yeah,
and
it was a blast. But today it's a little bit rainy, so we didn't do a parade. But instead, Ben is getting a yes day where he's in charge, and we just have to do whatever he wants to do.
Wow, that's
oh
just
my
like...
God, that's what we're doing on the radio.
Ooh, yay!
That's what we're doing today on our show, honey. We're agreeing with everyone that calls.
Wow.
That's well, Ben.
If I had known, I would have thought of something.
You would not have a hard time thinking of something.
Okay, Andy, Rachel, Ben, we're going to move on. Ben.
I just want this for the record. This is a moment that I really want to cherish for a moment. So Ken, this is he's representative of a whole generation.
Yeah.
I think he's smarter than almost anyone of his generation. And we're saying, it's not like he hasn't heard of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we're not saying he hasn't heard of WFMU. He hasn't heard of radio. We're not even saying he doesn't like radio. Ken, he hasn't heard the word radio.
Oh, I know all about it. I had kids. And the way I got my definition of radio for Ben was from my own daughter, Daisy, when she was in the backseat and I was driving, listening to the radio. And we heard a good song on the radio. And when it ended, Daisy said, play that one again. And I said, we can't. And she's like, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Why not? I can't think of any positive argument for radio now that you mention it. I'm just stumped.
All right,
well,
Ken, remind us, you've dedicated your life to what exactly? What was it you dedicated your life to? Radio.
We got to tune in just as you were talking about your masturbatorium.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
That was fun.
Well,
that's a whole other show.
You can put Ben's mind at ease. The renovation went perfectly.
Well, yeah, Ken, I think we should wait till Ben turns 8. Honey,
kids.
We'll have a whole separate show just for Ben in 2 years.
So that was fun. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye, Rachel.
Bye. That's another thing about radio. You just can't control the damn thing.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, buddy.
I hope he uses his 6th year on Earth for good and not for evil.
He will. And now that he knows what radio is, I think his life is altered forever.
All right, now we're back to the original concept. We will agree with whatever you have to say. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
What have we agreed with so far, Ken?
Hello?
We agreed with listener Robert's incredibly precise interpretation of the TV show Lost. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, so I'm just here to say that... this is Evan, by the way.
Hi, Evan.
Hi.
It's an all Breckman show.
I know. This is my family taking advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I'm here to say that bats make great pets.
Dads make great pets. They do.
No, bats.
Oh, bats. Yes. No, bats make wonderful pets.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Well, they. What is the argument for bats, Evan? What
do you, Andy? You're supposed to be agreeing.
Oh, yes, that's true. I can see the argument for bats.
Right. Yeah.
You have to, Andy. You have to embrace bats as pets.
I mean, look. Look, people buy dogs for security to keep unwanted intruders out of their house. But what could do the job better than a dog?
A bat.
I also want to say that the best music is being written now.
I agree. I agree completely.
Yeah.
Anything before
1999 should be burned.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Yeah,
exactly. I agree with you.
And of course, the best music is written now. I mean, they're standing on the shoulders of giants. They're standing on all the music that's come before. You know, it's bound to be better.
Right.
People learn from great music, and then they make it even better.
Rat Race was not a good movie at all.
No, Rat Race was definitely flawed. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. No, it was really like It's a Mad, Mad World totally rehashed all over again. Yeah.
It wished it was even close to Mad, Mad World.
Yeah.
It was
down there with IQ and Sergeant Bilko. and moving.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
What a waste of celluloid! They should have
came up with those ideas.
They should have just taken all those film stock of all those movies and made guitar picks out of them, so current new songwriters can write better music.
Yeah. With that.
Interesting fact about the movie Rat Race, Evan, by the way. You know the scene about Ken...
Oh, and my mom wants to say that Barbra Streisand is the greatest singer ever.
Oh, absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No question. Yes. She sure is. She sure can hit those high notes. And she sure... you sure don't want to rain on her parade.
Almost right. As good as... Helen Reddy was almost as good as Barbra Streisand, but not quite.
We will agree with anything, and we're putting that to the test.
We lost another giant. Thanks, Evan. How are you feeling, Andy?
This is going to be a long hour. This is going to be hard. We're going to have to agree with everyone that calls.
Yes. The phone number is 201-209-9368, and we will agree with whatever you have to say tonight. That's our public service for this week. Yeah. Well, amazingly, there's no Breckmans on the line.
Yeah, I guess when we run out of family members, the show's over.
Yeah, which means that the switchboard is now vacant.
If only more people had heard of radio, we'd be doing a lot better. What can radio do? Is radio just doomed?
I don't think so, no. But, of course, I wouldn't think so.
No, you couldn't. Yeah. You wouldn't think so. You can't. I mean, you'd have to recuse yourself. You can't see it clearly. Ben, my grandson Ben, can see it clearly.
Yes, he can.
What's radio? Oh, that hurt. Oh man, when he said that.
Does he say what's TV?
No, sir. He can name every dinosaur that ever lived.
Yeah, but he's probably not watching TV.
Including on that list of dinosaurs, WFMU. Hi. The WFMU-asaurus.
Hi, Zane from New York.
Hey, Zane. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Zane, we're here to agree with anything you have to say. Any opinion you want to cough up.
Any opinion? Okay. I thought it was any... Is it opinions or everything?
Everything.
Everything. Okay, good. Perfect. So I guess now that you can't say no, I have a 300-page slice of life script I was wanting to send you, Andy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's great. I know somebody who knows screenwriting really well, my friend Andy Breckman.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'd love to read it. I'd be honored to be one of your first readers.
Do you have his address, Zane?
No, wait, no. Ken.
He lives in Madison.
Sidebar. Ken, may I approach the bench?
Well, oh, actually, no, you're right, Andy. Zane, can you send it to Andy digitally?
What? I'm sorry, say that again?
Can you send it to him as a PDF document or a Word?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It is 300 pages, so it might take a while to send over.
Okay.
I would love to read this of your script. What is your script about, Zane? Give me the one-line synopsis.
So it's like a slice of life piece about someone, you know, growing up in New York and against the odds.
Oh man, that sounds great.
Okay, I'm about to groan, but it's not a groan about your script. It's completely unrelated. I'm thinking about something else.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Zane, oh, my Andy's God. Email address is...
Just shoot me. No, wait. Send it to Ken, and he'll forward it to me.
Yeah, I can't remember Andy's email address.
Thank the Lord.
So, send it to me, Zane, and I'll pass it on to my good friend Andy, and he will give you lots of helpful feedback. And Zane, we're looking forward to seeing you do your comedy at the 7 Second Delay Talent Show on October 10th.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
See you, Zane.
Can't wait to read the coming of age dramedy that you've written.
Yeah, it really picks up in Act 3, Andy. So make sure that you read the whole thing.
It's a script so good it has 8 acts.
Hi, you're on the air. We're here to agree.
You disagree with this statement.
Okay.
Well, do you agree with that?
Oh, give me a break. Jesus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Ken and Andy?
It is.
It is. We're here to agree with you.
Hi, this is Ramsey from Jersey City.
Hi, Ramsey.
Hey, Ramsey. We were hoping to hear from you.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I'm one third of Sabaj Atois, and we're supposed to play on the talent show.
That's
we're
right. Excited. We can't wait. Are you doing that Willie Nelson tune?
Well, that's so we're having an argument about that in the band.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm calling.
Okay.
So Steve, our bass player, thinks that we should do Crazy. He really loves that song.
Yeah, Steve is the best, man. Steve is the best, and I agree completely.
No, no, no. Wait, Ken, you're getting ahead of yourself.
I agree with Steve.
No, 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 well, Ken. I think our caller has a different opinion.
What I would like to do, personally, being that we're big fans of the show and we've been listening for a while, and we were actually supposed to record a song for the 7-second delay rock opera.
Uh-huh.
And our song was actually about Ken getting raped by a bear. So
I love that idea.
We wrote a song called Ken and the Bear. And
I would so look forward to that.
I wanted the WFMU audience to finally hear that song.
Yeah.
So that's my choice.
I'm with you. I think you should get a new bass player.
Yeah, well, hey, my son can play bass.
Thank you for agreeing.
Evan's great on bass.
Well,
and my son will be a lot more compliant.
I mean,
he'll agree with
you
a lot more.
I don't see how they could disagree with me.
No, we agree. What's the name of the song?
It's called Ken and the Bear.
Ken and the Bear. All right, I'm going to add that to my list for the
talent
show. I can't wait.
And then please tell your bass player that there'll be other that in success we'll have other talent shows scheduled, and we'd love to hear your version of your cover of Crazy.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Oh, now you I'm know, looking forward. Now that I understand Zane is going to do a set, and we have a band doing a song about you and the bear,
which is very much like Crazy by Willie Nelson, as popularized by Patsy Cline.
Yeah, there was a whole verse about getting raped by a bear and Crazy that they ended up cutting.
Yeah,
it made Patsy Cline uncomfortable.
Jeez, go figure. Hey, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We're here to agree with you tonight. Don't forget.
Or you can call me at 201. Oh, it's the same number. 201-209-9368.
Yeah.
Same number for both.
You can now buy tickets to the 7-Second Delay Talent Show. Go to WFMU.org. It's happening on Zoom Saturday night, October 10th at 7 p.m. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, boy. What's your favorite text-to-speech user?
This is Aaron in Minneapolis. He is my favorite text-to-speech user.
Hey, Aaron, you love the show.
So, I discovered something. And his song, Railroad Bill, is actually his love letter to the Illuminati. Hear me out. Sure, it seems like a lighthearted breaking the fourth wall rom about a folk singer who talks to his creation. But let's be honest. You have to read between the lines. I mean, it's all right, they're people. The cat is symbolic for our government, the tree is our national debt, and the character of Bill represents the hard-working American taxpayer. And somewhere in there is the Illuminati. It's all right there.
Wow. I can't believe, you know, it's a song I wrote some 40 years ago, and it's taken this long for a fan to fully appreciate it and understand it and interpret it. And you're exactly right. It was my comment on the cult, on the societal pressures that we're all under and the society we're living in. And yes, it was my way to expose the Illuminati without directly naming them. So it's kind of like the Da Vinci Code. You followed the clues, and I'm completely kind of relieved, to be honest with you.
I've been waiting for somebody to crack the code of Railroad Bill. I'm just happy that it was Aaron in Minneapolis who finally did it. Congratulations, Aaron. He's typing.
About damn time.
All right, thanks a lot, Aaron.
So we're agreeing with your, any observation you have, any theory you have, any opinion you have. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, kids.
I can't believe we never did this before because it's such an important public service announcement.
I know. So many people, they're just so frustrated that no one's really...
Nobody takes them seriously. Nobody...
No one has an open mind, yeah. It's actually a strength of mine. I can really agree with anything.
Yeah, and these days there's so many opinions that you're just not allowed to express.
You know, that's true. You know what the Robert Frost's definition of a liberal is?
What?
He said a liberal is a person who's so broad-minded, he won't even take his own side in an argument. Like, he can't even find himself, he can't even agree with himself. He can see so many different sides to things.
Is that in a poem?
It is not. It's in an essay that he wrote.
I see.
I love the guy. But anyway.
Does the essay rhyme?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't rhyme, Ken. But we're here to agree with you. This is finally, even if you can't agree with yourself, you're going to find two guys on the radio tonight that will agree with you.
And the phone number is 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air. We're here to agree.
We're here to agree.
Hi.
Guess who it is? You have to guess. Where's the other guess?
Is it Tracy?
No.
Is it Jane?
No, it starts with an N.
Is it Nancy?
Nadia.
It's Nadia. Oh, my God. I'm so happy you called, Nadia.
Yeah.
All right.
I love the show.
Oh, Nadia, the show loves you back.
Although not in the same way.
Not in the same way. The show loves you back in a completely appropriate way.
Yes, the show likes you a lot. It's very fond of you.
Yes.
So, Nadia, do you have any ideas that people don't take seriously?
A theory on the unicorn.
You see Yanni? You saw Yanni on a coin?
No, a theory on unicorns.
Oh, yeah, unicorns. Oh,
she saw a unicorn, Ken.
Unicorns.
A lot of people would be very skeptical of that. How do we feel about that, Ken?
I'm jealous. I've never seen a live unicorn. I always see them after they've been hit by trucks on the side of the road. You saw
really?
A living, yeah, you saw a living unicorn?
Well, Ken, tell Nadia the whole story. Ken then has to get his fender fixed and wash the blood off the fender.
I'm not the one who hits the unicorns. I just see them as I drive, as I pull
over. I know, Ken, you can't hit all the unicorns. I know.
Yeah.
I know, but you hit as many as you can.
Wow, Nadia, that was really cool. Where did you see the unicorn?
In my backyard.
Yeah. What was it doing?
It was eating the dead leaves on the floor.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Nadia, do you think the unicorn will come back?
What?
Do you think he'll come back to your yard?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm sure next time it's going to be eating pine needles.
Well, we believe you. We don't doubt you for a second, do we, Ken?
No, Nadia, if you want the unicorn to come back, you should put some food out for it. You know what unicorns love?
Yeah.
Steak. Put a big steak in your backyard, and the unicorn will come back every night.
Okay.
All right.
Also, what's Danger? Do you remember Danger?
Yeah, I remember Danger. What happened to him? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he got scared.
Maybe.
Just remind me who Danger is.
We had a regular caller for about a month there named Danger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Danger.
Well, Nadia, thanks a lot for calling and telling us that amazing story about the unicorn in your backyard.
Nadia, we would love you to be our new regular caller and to call us every show.
I try, but then my dad doesn't let me, and then there's a bunch of other callers that are calling.
Oh, you tell your dad to get over it and let you be our regular caller.
You know what? On Wednesdays, just before 6 o'clock, you might want to lure your dad downstairs and then lock him in the basement.
Great idea.
And then you have a whole hour to listen to us and call us.
Okay,
Nadia. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's our new regular caller, Nadia.
Yeah. So are you going to drive out her way and see if you can knock off that unicorn?
No, I would never do that. First of all, Andy.
Then tell me how you got your nickname, the Unicorn Killer. Just explain that to Nadia.
It's just a name that stuck, even though I don't kill most. I report the dead unicorns that I see. I don't kill most of them.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's like, why was it called the Spanish flu? Just because Spanish newspapers wrote about it. They didn't invent it.
But why do you put a notch on your belt after you see a dead unicorn?
I'll tell you later. It's not because I killed the unicorn.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, God, man, you're going to really upset Nadia.
201, our new regular caller.
Yeah.
She's the new danger.
Yeah, she's taking the place of danger.
You know what makes her special? A special kid. She's heard of radio. That puts her in a category all by herself.
Actually, that's a pretty big assumption.
Yeah.
When Nadia calls back, we'll ask her if she knows what radio is. She might.
Okay, hey, so we're agreeing with you. Any opinion? Any theory you have? Look, we just agreed with our unicorn sighting.
Yes.
No theory too stupid. No opinion too crazy.
Yeah, come on. You've got to have theories about the pandemic or masks that nobody accepts. You've got to have.
Everybody has an opinion that they are afraid to say out loud.
Yes, everybody. Now more than ever. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Or you can call me at 201-209-9368.
Yeah.
Hardly worth mentioning.
Right. There's not a way to call you instead
Hey, we should do that. Can we do that next week? I'll have my own number.
Yes.
I think I've earned that. It's been 30 years.
Yeah, you could have your own number.
If my wife is getting her own car from me, I can get my own phone number from you.
That's right. I heard you're getting a stick shift. Yeah. That's great. Those are really fun. I love driving stick shift.
Yeah, you'll have to come over sometime and move the car when I can't get out of the driveway.
Hi, you're on the air. We're here to agree.
I think the table behind the couch looks great, and I think that it shortens the living room in the perfect way.
I think so, too. I've been in that living room, and I've always thought the table should be behind the sofa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That was, in fact, Hank and I, my wife, one time after we left, we had a long conversation about that. That there was something not quite right. The feng shui of that living room wasn't quite right.
Until the table went behind the couch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I remember that. I remember that visit. And after you left, Beth and I had a conversation. There's something not quite right about the Friedmans, we said.
That's not true.
Wait, isn't this the agreed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Honey, you know what? I definitely agree with you that table, you'd think just an unnecessary appendage. Eating up valuable real estate in the living room, in our small little living room.
No, it would tie the whole room together,
now,
Andy.
I could see the symmetry. Now I can see how it balances the room.
Right. If you moved it to the right place behind the sofa, then it would tie everything.
Yeah, it had to be behind the sofa.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ken. This is a tough show.
This is a tough one.
You're welcome, Beth.
Thank you. Bye.
And Beth, let me just say thank you. For having the courage.
Thank you for putting that table behind the sofa.
And for having the courage to call up and tell it like you see it about the table and the sofa.
Yes, the unnecessary table.
No. No.
Sofa.
My baby animal is the only one I'm saying no to. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We are here to agree with you.
I could see how this show has excited my wife beyond anything.
Yeah, she can finally get things over on you.
Yeah, she's been waiting a long time to call.
So now you got to get a stick shift. You got to get that table behind the sofa.
Yeah. I'll be moving in with you, Ken.
You know, Andy, when you get a stick shift, I'm just warning you. You get a third pedal on the floor. Did you know that?
That was not part of our deal.
That is part of the deal, that you have a clutch pedal. So you have a gas pedal, a brake pedal, and then to the left of both of those, you have a clutch pedal.
You have to engage the clutch when you shift. Is any manufacturer making new stick shift cars? Are they still being made?
Oh, they've got to be.
I don't know if they do have to be. The market must be so small, the percentage of drivers. Is it worth it to them? I don't know.
There's got to be European cars that still have stick shifts.
Yes, that I would believe. I wonder if there's a domestic market. I mean, my son-in-law works for GM. He would know.
Ask him.
I will.
Yeah. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We are here to agree with you. any theory you have to espouse, any opinion that you've been finding a cool reception for, we're going to turn all that around for you. If you'll call.
Yes, only if you'll call. That's the deal.
Right. We can't agree with you if you don't call.
Maybe we can. Why don't we just offer a blanket agreement out there to the world? If you're listening to our show, it means you have the judgment and the acumen to form other opinions that are probably correct.
And we salute you for those opinions.
You want to plug your little talent show? I'm calling it your talent show till I see how it flies.
The 7-second delay Zoom talent show is Saturday night, October 10th. And you can get tickets. Tickets benefit WFMU.
And give us a little bit of a rundown. I'm going to be doing comedy written by my very talented, very funny son, Evan.
I'm going to be doing race-based comedy.
No, you're not. That would take courage. That would take a backbone.
No, I am. I am. We talked about this. It's comedy based on the book The Bell Curve.
You're going to be doing a comedy routine based on, what was his name, Murray? Charles Murray.
Based on eugenics, yes. I'm doing
Ken,
my eugenics.
Ken, we're going to have to talk about this.
Okay. Hey, we got a call. Hi, you're on the air. We're here to agree.
Oh, hey, you guys. This is Mike from Memphis.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on?
How you doing? How's Memphis?
Oh, it's great. It's really great.
Oh, good.
I spent some time in Memphis. My wife, Beth, who has called a couple times tonight, is a native.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Well, you guys, big FMU fan, listened for a great many years.
But that still means your opinion might have some validity.
I want to hear some sponsorships, just like I feel like the capitalist world is excluded from FMU, and I feel this is unfair.
Right. I agree completely. I've been talking to Geico about trying to get some of those Geico underwriting announcements on.
I think it should be more than underwriting. I think why not run some of those ads?
We could ask for a waiver from the FCC to run ads, and then we can eliminate the pledge drives. Mike, I think this is a great idea.
How could this have taken 30 years, Ken?
I also think that it would be a great thing if FMU policy was to encourage DJs to, like, make calls to action. Be like, hey, come see this show, or this record that I played, you should definitely go buy it.
Yeah, or how to vote. How about that? That would be cool, too.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I'm so sorry, I do have a serious question.
Right now, are FMU DJs prohibited from recommending albums? Like, they can't say, go buy this album?
No. What Mike is referring to is that once we do underwriting, then we're not going to be allowed to make calls to action. But right now, in these sad, impoverished pre-underwriting days, we are still allowed to make calls to action.
Oh, really? I thought you guys weren't allowed at all to make calls to action.
No, that's a common misconception. Oh. It's only if you're doing commercials on non-commercial radio that you're then prohibited from making calls to action as part of that commercial.
Okay. Are DJs allowed to endorse a specific candidate or referendum? Are they allowed to say, go vote for Biden?
No.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but they can say check out this band
at this club.
Yeah, and you can say check out this presidential candidate.
Oh, you can say check him out. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. But our caller is recommending. What is our caller recommending that would change?
Oh, he's recommending that we turn around the whole financial picture of FMU. No more begging for money. Just start taking money from corporations, underwriting up the wazoo, room trade outs with the Hilton down the street, underwriting ads 10 times a day from Geico.
Wait. And the most important element of this would be maybe paying the DJs.
Yes, pay the DJs.
Yes.
Wait, pay the DJs.
Long overdue.
Yes, long overdue.
Ken, would you agree with me on something?
Yes.
Does our topic extend intramurally between us?
Of course it does.
I think your DJs are are underappreciated and should be paid something.
Absolutely. Any DJs who does a show of 2 hours or longer should get paid. I am in agreement with you.
Wait, hold on. And how long is our show?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't checked.
Oh, wait. How about this? I just want to just suggest one little amendment.
Uh-huh.
Just tweak that. How about any DJ that does a show that feels like it's longer than 2 hours should be paid?
Excellent. As long as they're pushing the buttons and playing the records, they get paid.
Okay, because my show, the show that you and I do every week, you have to agree, this feels like a 5-hour slog.
It does. It does, okay. I'm on the
payroll.
Well, you're not pushing any buttons or playing any records, so technically you're not a disc jockey.
Oh, for the love of God!
But Mike's on the right track. I'm with Mike.
Yeah, I really think there should be a lot of money involved in FMU.
A lot of money.
Have you thought about putting a billboard?
We have had a billboard, but yeah, you're right. We should put up a big billboard right in front of the building.
That you sell the space. That's what Mike means.
Yeah.
You know, you can make a lot of money, Ken. Seriously, you can make a lot of money if you put a billboard up.
And we could put it on the side, too. We have a gigantic side of the building that you can see from all the way up the street.
You could have one of those electronic billboards. You could put up 3 or 4 sponsors.
You guys are just so full of great ideas tonight.
If only Ken wasn't allergic to money.
I thank you. No, I thank you both. I thank you both for your bravery in putting forward ideas that you know that most people would reject.
But I know you would embrace them, of course.
Well, you, Mike, you and Andy are both forward-looking thinkers.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You're thinking outside the box.
Hey, I'm digging this show. Hey, wait, as long as you're agreeing with me, Ken, would you buy my wife one of these little stick shift cars?
They don't make them anymore. I would if they still made them.
I'm just.
But I can't. I mean, maybe I can find one on eBay or something. How about just a stick? Can I just buy her a stick?
Oh, I saw a stick. I was in the woods a couple weeks ago.
Was it a nice one? Was it straight?
Yeah, I'm going to bring my wife home a stick.
Good idea.
It's the next best thing to a stick shift car.
Hey, Mike, thanks for your amazing ideas. That was Mike in Memphis convincing us. No! No! Ah, jeez. Every time I say no to the dog, I shock myself.
You know, when you start screaming no, I think you're at one of your staff meetings.
Oh, God! Oh, my God, the shock collar is supposed to go on the dog. Hang on. Okay. No, now I see what's gone wrong with my dog training all these years. I was wondering. Jesus. It hurts, even though it's only set at 17 out of 100. It still kind of hurts.
Well, you know who your shock collar, of course they hurt. Any volunteer at the station knows how painful your shock collars can be.
Well, yeah, but I can't trust them. They never tell me the truth. You know,
believe me, your volunteers can hate the shock collars.
That's not what they tell me.
Of course not. Of course not, Ken.
They actually thank me.
When will you have the courage to just read the newsletters, the private little newsletters that circulate around?
I filter those into my spam folder. The phone number here is 201-209-9368.
The phone number here, the same number, 201-209-9368.
We're here to agree with you. We're performing this public service tonight. To agree with you no matter what you say, just to try to knock down the discord and the disagreement that has plagued our culture.
No opinion too radical or too harsh.
But you have to call.
We are here to believe you. Wait, what was that for? Oh, Ghostbusters. Remember Ghostbusters? They had a little, that was their ad on TV.
We are here to believe you.
We will believe. Wait, we are. No, I believe. If I might be misquoting it, but I believe it was. We are ready to believe you. That was their little ad on Ghostbusters. We are ready to agree with you. We are standing by.
And this shall never happen again.
It can't. It's too painful for me.
Yeah, I know. You're on the hook for a stick shift.
Yeah. A Meshuggah. living room arrangement. I wonder what Ben thinks of his first radio show, if he's listening.
I bet he loves it.
Well, it's kind of historic for two reasons. It's his first radio show that he's ever heard, and it probably will be his last. So it's a big, big, big day for him. And it's his birthday.
I'm trying to think of a technology that I was introduced to when I was six that I can't even think of anything.
What's radio?
There were
God, that hurt.
Yeah, there were mimeograph machines.
Yeah.
We used to smell the ink. Oh, man, was that sweet. The ink of the mimeograph machines. Do you remember that, Andy?
You are, in effect, a mimeograph machine distributor. That's kind of weird.
But that's not even old enough. The mimeograph machine's not even old enough. I remember the milkman.
That's kind of where you are on the societal pecking order.
No, actually, you know what I'm remembering now from around when I was six? I remember the milkman actually dropping off bottles of milk every morning.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's we're the radio equivalent of the milkman.
And I remember the Dugan man. The Dugan man would bring by like glazed donuts and pastries every morning in his truck.
That's what we're doing. We're making horse and buggies.
Hi, you're on the air. We're here to agree.
Hey, it's listener Terry, formerly of Los Angeles, now of Norwich, Connecticut.
Oh, hey, Terry. Welcome to the hood.
You got out of California just in time.
Yeah.
Good move. Yeah. Getting out of California. Jeez.
Well, he set a couple fires, got in the car, and left.
Yep.
Well played.
That was it.
Well played, Terry.
My last couple of matches, and then I hit the bricks.
And how can we agree with you? Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, I think that as part of the Hellraiser, there should be some sort of Andy soaking mechanism.
Wait,
that.
What?
That's been brought to the fore. I know you don't talk about it, or you're not allowed to talk about it, but we could.
I think it's a great idea. We just need Andy to agree to it.
I'll agree to it if you guys will just factor this in. I'm sort of retired now, guys.
Okay.
The income, I might have exaggerated how deep my pockets
right
were.
Yeah, Terry, I should explain. When Andy stopped, when Monk went off the air, he got a gigantic buyout. On Monk. Rather than having to fight for his residuals and royalties year after year, instead, he took a one chunk gigantic payment and then he stopped working. So that's what he means by he's retired.
That's not quite accurate, but I can't disagree. My deal with you guys is, I would offer to do a soaking, but it looks like we're out of time tonight.
What makes you say that?
I just heard a little snippet of the theme song.
During all of October.
I don't.
It could be just something.
No, Andy, we have another 3 minutes before Weekly World Blues comes on.
Well, it's just not enough time to organize a soaking, but it's a great idea. Oh, if we only had enough time, if you had called earlier,
It only takes 10 seconds for you to say, yes, you agree to a soaking. I think it's a great idea.
There's now 2.5 minutes left in the show, Kenny.
No, there's more than that. Andy, the topic of tonight's show was we would agree with everything.
Okay. I will agree to a small mini soaking at some time in October if it's like a controlled fire.
Controlled fire like those fires that Terry set in California.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We will
just quickly add, if we have time, it'll just take a second. Go to hell, Terry. but thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks, Terry. What a great idea.
Oh, shut up.
Having a little soaking, a little matching period. We'll let you know when that's going to be. That's going to be later in October. The 7-Second Delay Zoom Talent Show, October 10th, 7 p.m. You can buy tickets. Find the link at WFMU.org.
Maybe you could incorporate it into your talent show and so people can actually see me wincing.
Nice. Nice idea.
Yeah. But, I mean, it would only last like 10 seconds.
No, it has to be more than 10
seconds. No. Okay, we can't do it.
Well, I mean, during the marathon, the soaking is 4 minutes, so it would only make sense that...
No, Ken.
During the year-end, lower key, that it would only be 3 minutes, because it's October.
Ken.
All right, we'll work out the details.
Old man.
We will work out the details. Hey, thank you to everybody who called. Thank you to everybody who didn't call. Thank you for not calling. All your great ideas. Really, really inspiring tonight.
And Ben, this is what radio is. And this is why radio is dying.
Right, because when we stop the program, Ben, you can't listen to it again. Right away, anyway.
There'll be another program that you hate even more, and that's radio.
Rachel, go out and buy Ben a mimeograph machine. The ink is amazing. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Andy.
Oh, God.
I can't wait. Can't wait to October. Hellraiser, here we come. This has been 7 Second Delay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
So long, buddy.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
See a love doctor to get out of this mess. He took a look at me before he cast a spell. He shook his head, then began to yell, "You got a bad case of love. Yeah, it's a bad case of love. You got a bad case of love, boy, your heart is full of misery." I said, "Doctor, doctor, do something for me. I feel like a man going through the third degree. Can't laugh or pain, can't eat or bite. Since you've been gone, nothing ever goes right. I got a bad case of love. Yeah, it's a bad case of love. I got a bad case of love. My heart is full of misery." He said, "Son, I know just how you feel. You love your little babe and you always will. But your win is short and your fuss is weak. It won't you're 6 feet deep. You got a bad case of love. Yeah, a bad case of love. You got a bad case of love and your heart is full of misery." Love. Why a bad case of love and your heart is full of
the real.